And I am ready whenever you are. Mayor Holliday, are you going to be running this meeting tonight?
Yes.
Okay, is your audio and everything working?
Yeah, I had to shut down and close back in. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay, we have all commissioners ready to go. I've got the recording started, and we are ready whenever you are.
I don't see three people.
Rocky Smith is here in the audience. Rachel Lyle Smith is here in the audience, or at the dais, excuse me. And Denise McGriff is here at the dais.
Copy that, thank you. Okay, I'll call the special meeting for the Urgency Commission order for Tuesday, today at 9th?
Yes.
Yes.
Call the roll, please.
Commissioner Rocky Smith?
Here.
Commissioner Denise McGriff?
Present.
Commissioner Rachel Lyle Smith?
Here.
Commissioner Frank O'Donnell?
Here.
Mayor Dan Holliday?
Here. So is this for you, Mr. Cockle?
Yes, sir. Evening, commissioners. Thank you. Tonight, we're presenting before you resolution number 20-19, declaring Oregon City's stance against racism, discrimination, and social injustices in our country and community. The Oregon City Commission held a special meeting at 7 p.m. Sunday, June 7th, to discuss a meaningful change in Oregon City that creates a diverse, equitable, and inclusive community. The tragic death of George Floyd and many before him led to nationwide demonstrations calling for the end of systemic racism and police brutality. The commissioners met to discuss concerns raised by community members. The city commissioners directed staff to draft a resolution that condemns violence and racism and fosters a diverse, equitable, and inclusive community that is inviting and safe for all residents and visitors, regardless of their age, gender, sexual orientation, religion, or ethnicity. During the meeting, commissioners emphasized the importance of listening to the community and living up to the expectations of Oregon City's residents. A diverse community adds significantly to the creative nature of ideas, the richness of experiences, and to the high quality of life that our community seeks to obtain on a daily basis. The commissioners emphasized that they are committed to creating a lasting civic legacy that all Oregon City residents can be proud of by creating a community that is respectful and free of hate, discrimination, misogyny, and unlawful abuse in all of its forms. So tonight, we present before you for your consideration and discussion resolution number 20-19.
I can't see the folks in the commission chamber, so somebody want to go first?
Sure. We'll go ahead and call Kim Walsh. Oh, sorry. I assume you meant public comment. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Kim Walsh, could you please and begin by stating your first and last name for the and city of residency for the record, please?
Good evening, Oregon City Commissioners and Mayor. My name is Kimberly Walsh. I live in Oregon City. I'm speaking tonight on behalf of Unite Oregon City. We are a nonpartisan group of community members who advocate for local action to promote and support equity and inclusion. Our community, Oregon City, is affected by national news. We acknowledge our city's racist history and are working to promote an inclusive present and future so Black, Indigenous, and people of color feel welcome, supported, and seen here. Currently, we have 757 members. We want to thank you for taking the time to address this important issue. We appreciate that you have taken this seriously. Unite Oregon City supports resolution number 20-19, and we wholeheartedly hope that you will vote to pass it. Racism and other forms of discrimination do exist in our city. The time to take a stand is now. The time to be united is now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else, Kate?
Yes, we have on the phone, we have a Jessica Palmer. I'm going to go ahead and unmute her, and she will have up to 3 minutes. And if she could begin by stating her first and last name and city of residency for the record. Ms. Palmer, if you're there, could you please?
Good evening, or yep. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Oregon City Commissioners and Mayor. My name is Jessica Palmer and a resident of Oregon City since 1983. Until action has been taken by our mayor to educate himself on this role in playing towards white supremacy, these following words are empty. We, the mayor and city commission, city manager, and city staff adheres until action has been taken. We, the mayor and city commission, city manager, and city staff adheres to the belief that equality, equity, and equal justice are the cornerstones of our nation, state, and community. If the mayor of our town is unable to understand why his actions are perceived as racist, then our town will forever be seen as a representation of his actions. Oregon City is now pegged as a racist town, and unless action, not words, unless action is taken, these words will not appease me or my family. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else, Kate?
No, but just so everyone is aware, I would like to make a statement that the city is experiencing a lot of internet connectivity issues, and the meeting is, the YouTube video is being very glitchy and hard to follow, and also our Granicus system is coming and going, and so just so you know, as far as the Zoom, we have you now, but it may be coming and going. I did have one other citizen signed up to speak, but they did not enter the Zoom meeting, and they were going to participate by Zoom, so we can go ahead and move to commission deliberation.
Okay. Once again, I can't see anybody, so... Why don't you be my eyes, Kate?
Sure, absolutely. Anybody who wants to speak, let me know and I'll... Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I can, if I may. Okay. Good evening, everybody. I think it's imperative that we pass this resolution. I feel very strongly that we need to make a statement to our community and to the broader Portland metropolitan area and anywhere that anybody has been viewing our social media that we do believe in this. I mean, I'm only speaking for myself. I know that I do. And I feel that this isn't the end of this particular issue, but it is a good beginning.
This is Commissioner Lyle Smith. I guess I'll go next. I concur with Commissioner McGriff, and I think she's has made very valuable input on the development of this resolution and to these conversations. I think that our community is struggling with this idea of being labeled as racist. There's a lot of people in our community who are really good people, and at their core would tell you, I'm not a racist. And I think it's hard for folks to understand a life that they don't understand or something. You know, it's hard to know what you don't know. And so I think this is a topic that we all work on educating ourselves, myself included. When I made my statement on Sunday night, I said that we all have work to do. All of us have to work at being our best. We're human. And some of that is learning along the way, and hopefully you learn something, and maybe you learn that what you did 10 years ago, you shouldn't have done it, you know, and you change your ways and you move forward and you do better. I think I agree with Commissioner McGriff. I think this is a step in the right direction. It's a step for our community. There's a lot of comments out there about whether or not we uphold the Constitution and whether, you know, I want us to stay focused for right now on this resolution and bringing our city forward, making a formal statement that is needed for our city. We don't support and condone racism. I'm pretty confident nobody up here on this dais would support racism in our community. So I think I agree. It's a good step forward, and I think it's a good step one. And I know over the course of this whole thing, like I said, on Sunday, I've met with Chief Band. I can tell you that will not be the last meeting. I watched the Portland Town Hall that was on TV last night about this subject. I came away with a list of questions to follow up with Chief Band on. So, you know, I think we're all working on this, and I appreciate the civic engagement. I hope that folks will be more involved in our city government and things that are going on, because we do need your input. And I'll stop there.
Mr. Smith?
I will agree that this is the first step. I do agree with the comments made by Jessica that action is really what we need to see. And I hope that by doing this resolution this evening, hopefully that's a beginning. But we have to make sure that as we move forward, probably at least, you know, from now on, definitely to make it very well known to the public what we are doing as a city to uphold this resolution and to show the public that this is really what we're striving to that we're striving to do better. So I think we still have to, I don't want this resolution to be the only response to the actions that have been taken by the mayor. This is not it. It shouldn't be it. So I want the public to know in my mind, this is the first step to kind of convey what the commission and what the city feels. But that there's other issues we still need to deal with in the next coming days and weeks. And I hope that we can do that in a productive way. And I just appreciate all the public. I have probably spent, I'm still teaching at school. Today was the last day of school for students. But I have been up every night for the last 3 days just reading emails. Just reading emails and responding. I've gotten a ton of text messages from citizens.
This meeting is being recorded.
I'm sorry.
So I just want the public to know we are reading these emails, and we are looking. Well, I should say I am. I'm reading every single email I get. I'm trying to respond to as many of them as I can, and I will continue to do so. So don't think that we're not listening. Please continue to send us your input, not only of how you think that we're dealing with the situations that we are in as a city, but also what we can do to fix it, what we can do to move forward, what we can do to make Oregon City a better place.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. O'Donnell?
I'll try not to be a wordy guy. I want to thank everybody, every member of this community that spoke their mind, and I want to thank those that made that possible through social media, and I agree. I also have answered many an email, and I thank each of those people individually. I think I'm encouraged by the amount of citizen participation. I wish we had that degree on all issues, but obviously this is the most critical of issues that I think we've faced in my first term. I do think that this is a necessary thing to do. I do also think that actions speak louder than words, and there used to be a saying that was, you can talk the talk, but then you have to walk the walk. And I think that's what we do from this day forward, and I think each one of us needs to be accountable for our actions, and I think there's a higher degree of accountability for public officials. So I'm totally in support of this measure tonight, and I'm pleased to join in with it. Thank you.
Is there a motion?
Yes, I'd like to move that we adopt, what's our number?
It's resolution 2019.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wrote it down, but I just want to make sure. I'd like to move that we adopt resolution 2019, a resolution declaring Oregon City's stance against racism, discrimination, and social injustices in our country and community.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner McGriff and Commissioner Smith. Further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Commissioner Rocky Smith?
Aye.
Commissioner Denise McGriff?
Aye.
Commissioner Frank O'Donnell?
Aye.
Commissioner Rachel Lyle-Smith?
Aye.
And Mayor Dan Holliday?
Aye. Motion carries. Is there any further business, Mr. Conkle?
No, sir.
Then with that, we're adjourned until 6 o'clock for our work session.
Thank you.